Although our technologies have changed over time, our goal to understand the sun remains the same. My name is Troy Klein, and welcome to another Sun Earth Day podcast. Now, the largest explosions on our sun, called solar flares, can explode with the energy of 100 billion tons of TNT. In today's Sun Earth Day podcast, we'll talk to Bob Lynn, who is also an astrophysicist at the University of California, Berkeley, who says that solar flares send out more than just energy.
Early on, we found out that solar flares are the most powerful particle accelerator in the solar system. And solar flares are also the biggest explosions, most energetic explosions in the solar system. The explosions, I think people knew about, but what surprised us was that in the early measurements using X-rays and gamma rays, we found out that these flares put maybe 20 to 80% of their energy initially into high energy particles. So it's a tremendous particle accelerator. Now these explosions have an effect on the Earth. When the sun has a huge explosion, it emits all kinds of radiation, and that radiation will ionize and heat the atmosphere of the Earth, and the high energy particles sometimes get out. All the high-energy particles we see from the sun tend to come from explosions like flares and what we call coronal mass ejections. And of course, these high-energy particles, when they get to the Earth, can affect satellites, can actually destroy satellites, and affect communication and so forth. So it has a practical aspect.
Lynn was part of a team that proposed building a satellite called RESI to try to understand how these flares work.
So we thought that the best way to look at this would be to design an instrument that could image and measure the energy of the high-energy particles. And because the high-energy particles, when they hit other atoms or nuclei, they produce hard X-rays and gamma rays. The electrons produce hard X-rays, the ions produce gamma rays. So that's what RESI is. It's basically a telescope for hard X-rays and gamma rays. And this telescope, that's very unusual, because when you think of normal telescopes, you have a mirror, right, or a lens, and it focuses and makes an image. But at these high energies, you couldn't do that. The X-rays and gamma rays were so energetic that there's no easy way to focus them. So we make images by using shadows. If you can think of shadowing the X-rays and gamma rays, then you can make an image out of it. And so about 13 years ago, we put together a proposal for this kind of an instrument, carried on a small spacecraft, an explorer, and that was accepted. And so we built this RESI instrument and the spacecraft and launched it in 2002. And now it's been giving us really good observations since then, and telling us a lot about the acceleration mechanism and how the sun releases its energy, usually contained in the magnetic field of the sun, where sunspots and so forth are, in these huge explosions, these solar flares.
Since it launched in 2002, RESI has improved our understanding of solar flares, which in turn can help scientists better forecast which solar flares might send their high-energy particles towards the Earth. I'd like to thank Bob Lynn for his time, and I look forward to future interviews with people involved with the RESI mission. March 19, 2011 was the 11th Sun Earth Day, and the events at Goddard Space Flight Center had an all-new component. It was a tweet-up. Now, a tweet-up is a chance for active Twitter users to come together in person, experience interesting activities, and then tweet their comments out for all of their followers to see. 100 guests were chosen randomly from some 400 applicants, and they were invited to participate. Now, the NASA EDGE team was also there doing something new. This event is where they chose to do their first ever live webcast. In front of an audience that they called the Twitterazzi, they interviewed Goddard experts on such topics as space weather, various heliophysics missions, and they even had a rather funny quiz for Goddard solar scientist Holly Gilbert. Now, the webcast also included pre-recorded footage from Sunspot, New Mexico, home of the National Solar Observatory, and a prehistoric solar observatory site in nearby Sierra Blanca. You can now download an edited video podcast version of that show by visiting the Sun Earth Day homepage or by simply doing a quick search in iTunes for NASA EDGE. From there, you'll see a show called NE Live at NASA Sun Earth Day 2011. While there, you'll also see a new promo for the 2012 Transit of Venus show that will be filmed live from Hawaii. I hope you enjoyed this Sun Earth Day Highlights podcast, and we're very interested in hearing your questions and comments. So if you have something to say, just join us in Facebook or send an email to sunearthday@gmail.com. If selected, we'll share it in one of our upcoming podcasts. For all other details about the Sun Earth Day program, including information about upcoming events, just visit our website at sunearthday.nasa.gov.
This is Troy Klein signing off.